This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
We are here today with Dr. Michael Merson, an internationally recognized expert in the study of HIV/AIDS and director of the newly created Global Health Institute at Duke University. Dr. Merson, some people say there's an explosion of interest in global health among youth. How would you describe this phenomenon, and what are the drivers of it?
I think this generation of students today are really unique. They have a great desire to make a difference for sacrifice and for service. This has been driven, I think, by a number of factors. The information technology boom, they see the world in front of them all the time. The epidemics that have we faced in the past number of decades, like AIDS and SARS and the threat of avian flu. The fact that the Gates Foundation, which is the largest foundation in America, has made global health its priority. The great interest in celebrities in global health have also made a difference. I think then what you have is a group of factors that have come together to put global health on the map for students and faculty across universities in this country.
How are universities accommodating this growing interest, and what are the critical elements of a global health curriculum?
Universities are responding to the great demand for global health programs in different ways. Some of them have created departments or programs or centers or institutes. I think the most interesting thing about what has happened is that these programs are very interdisciplinary in nature. This is not just medical students or public policy students, but students and faculty from many different disciplines and many different schools find the topic of global health of great interest. So you can see education programs, research programs, and service programs developing in many universities across the United States.
And what are the elements that you think would be critical to a global health curriculum?
I think a global health curriculum needs to explain and provide knowledge and experience on the major diseases that are affecting populations around the world, particularly populations that are poorer. Many global health initiatives are focusing on reducing health disparities. To understand health disparities, though, you don't only need to know the diseases, but you need to know about the determinants of these diseases, the social, economic, and political determinants, and also about the policies, the public policies that governments and the private sector have with regard to dealing effectively with these diseases. A curriculum also needs to think about the health workforce around the world, particularly in areas that have the poorest health. We lack the critical workforce that is needed to provide populations prevention and care services that they need.
You're on the steering committee of the Consortium of Universities for Global Health. Can you tell us a bit more about the origins of the consortium and its goals?
The purpose of the consortium was to make a difference in universities by allowing us working at universities to share our experiences, primarily in education and research to begin with, and also our experiences in working abroad. The consortium had its first meeting last year, and it will have its second meeting this September in Bethesda. Our goal is to build on the excitement of this new field in such a way that universities can meet and share their experiences and learn from each other this critical period.
This has been a CSIS Global Health Policy Center podcast at www.smartglobalhealth.org.